USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Three people are dead after two firefighting helicopters collided in midair in Riverside, California. The crash happened around 7:30 last night. The three people who died were a Cal Fire division chief, a Cal Fire captain, and a contract pilot. One of the two helicopters that collided did land safely. The other helicopter went down, killing all three people on board. This all took place near the site of a 20-acre wildfire that erupted about an hour prior to the crash. The deadline by the Regional Bloc Economic Community of Western African States, known as ECOWAS, was yesterday for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president. But the West African Regional Bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. The July 26 coup adds another layer of confusion to West Africa's Sahel region that's struggling with numerous military takeovers. Simone Biles is back. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics on Saturday in the U.S. Classic in Illinois. It's her first competition since 2021. Biles performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night. She beat several of her former Olympic teammates and easily qualified for the Nationals later this month. It is National Lighthouse Day as we celebrate the structures that have comforted travelers throughout the centuries. Lance Pry, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.